The founder of Bob Jones University, Dr. Bob Jones Sr., was one of God's great warriors for the faith. The message you will hear now, recorded during Dr. Jones' earthly ministry, illustrates his firm conviction that whatever the Bible says is so.
My friends, as I bring you the 38th message in this series of 52 which I'm bringing you, I am more and more impressed as I've gone along about how important these messages are. I think sometimes we forget what a great many Christians are up against. Sometimes as I've gone around, I've had people come to me and tell me the strangest stories, sometimes weird stories. Sometimes they've been haunted by memories of things in the past and they've suffered so much. Sometimes they come up and confess some sin committed and say, you suppose I'm forgiven? Do you suppose all that? And you don't know how many people have a broken heart. I remember when Gypsy Smith years ago, the old gypsy, told me about how he'd had some drawing room meetings. I think it was in New York or London or somewhere, where a certain group of women came to hear him talk about his experience and said he was a gypsy and they wanted to hear him. They heard so much about him. And he said in this drawing room, he talked on some subject, I don't know, some Bible subject, and said when he got through, a woman in the group said, Gypsy, why didn't you say something to the brokenhearted? Well, he said, I didn't know there was any broken hearts here. Oh, she said, you never had a crowd without a broken heart. And somebody's listening to this message now that has a broken heart. A secret sorrow. Maybe something happened in your life one time and you've never told anybody. And maybe you shouldn't tell anybody. I don't think it's always the will of God for us to come out and drag the skeletons out of the closet of our past and tell the things that some people tell sometimes just to get relief. See? I don't think that. I don't think we should add to other people's sorrows by trying to unload our sorrows. We're to share each other's sorrows, but it's to be a voluntary proposition. And I know sometimes people confess secret sins that would be better if they just fix them with the Lord. I remember years ago down in the state of Georgia, a man wouldn't be a Christian. I think I told you this some time ago. He wouldn't be a Christian because he said that he'd have to restore some money he stole when he was a boy. And I talked to him about how he could settle it and trust the Lord. And after he got saved, I said, now you just write me a check for that money with compound interest and make the check to me and I'll send it to the man and tell him that a fellow stole it from him one time. I wouldn't go ahead and tell my wife that you stole it and tell your children you stole it, that you were a thief. I don't think a thing hadn't got sense in it, God's in it. I think God sometimes requires people to make things right. And this man made right. I think a man that's saved will do all he can to make things right. But there's some things we can't make right. And there's no use in going around and agitating and disturbing people by it. Just walk with God in fellowship with Him. Secret sins confessed, and don't bring the skeletons out of the closet of the past unless it's necessary to do it to make something right. We need to be intelligent about that. But Christians meet so many problems. I meet Christians sometimes that say to me, well, now, Dr. Bob, I won't talk to you about my problem. They say, I'm worried about something. And they go on and tell me something they're worried about and how they're distressed about. And they say, now, one woman said, one time, she said, why does God let me suffer so much? Should I just suffer all the time? Said, I suppose I've sinned as a reason. Maybe I've sinned. Well, I said, that's not always true. That's not always true. Now, everybody reaps what he sows. We sow the flesh, we reap corruption. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. That was written to Christian people. That's written to Christian people. You sow the flesh, you reap corruption of the flesh. You sow the spirit, you reap life everlasting of the spirit. And I said, that law holds. You can't do wrong, get away with it. That holds with a Christian. God doesn't even let a sinner do wrong, get away with it. He won't let a Christian do wrong, get away with it. You have to reap what you sow. You suffer the consequences of wrongdoing. Now, if you're a Christian, you're walking with Jesus and trusting with Jesus. But whom the Lord loves, He child trains. See, you don't reap what you sow, but God child trains you. Now, sometimes some people suffer. It's not because they've sinned, but they suffer because God's child training them. You know, you want to be a good witness for God, don't you? You want to be a faithful Christian. You want to stand out in your testimony. Well, it may be that you are sick, and God wants you to show your neighbors how sweet a good Christian woman can be when she's sick. And He may be His child training you to be a blessing, see? It's a wonderful thing to know that the things we don't understand now, we'll understand someday. I saw a man one time who had been bedridden for so many years, one of the most pitiful cases I ever saw in my life. And I looked at his face, pinched with pain, but he smiled. And all the wrinkles seemed to light up when he smiled. I remember years ago, I was up north in the evangelistic campaign in the state of New York, and never have forgotten what happened up there. I went one day, I announced in the pulpit that I'd call on every shut-in in town if somebody would give me the name. It wasn't a very large town, about 30,000. So I started out to do that. The lady furnished me a chauffeur and a car. And I'd run into one house. I think I can't go to another. I'm so tired. But I had such a spiritual blessing going around seeing the sick and the crippled, the shut-in. And so I remember one place I went into, a woman had been bedridden for over 60 years. I've never forgotten that woman in my life. I can see her face right now. How she looked up at me and smiled and talked about how good God was to her. And I said, "You suffer very much?" "Oh," she said, "I do, but," said, "the Lord is so near me. I just thank him that, and praise him. I'm worthy to suffer. I just thank him." I saw one woman, blind woman, who was keeping house all alone. Kept her house there, did her own cooking. I don't know how she did it. And she told me that her husband, she lived there for years, and he died, and said he used to wait on me. Said, "I knew everything around here." And said, "I just didn't want to leave the house, such pleasant, wonderful memories of the past." And the Lord was here, and used to have our prayers together. "And I'm just living here." And said, "The people are so good to me, the children all run in here to help me." Well, I told her how to be careful and not get, never get burned, be careful about striking matches and so on. We had a wonderful time together. I looked at him and thought about how God lets some people suffer, and some good people sometimes. And then it occurred to me that God Almighty was training people sometimes for his service. Did you know, when you stop to think about that woman that was blind keeping house there, why, she was a great blessing to me. I've been ashamed ever since when I ever complained about anything. And since that woman I talked to was bedridden, invalid, shut in there, and so sweet and everything, I've just asked God so many times, "Forgive me that I ever complained about anything hurting me." There she was, all bedridden. Listen just a minute. Now, God does punish his children sometimes. He punishes them. He lets them reap what they sow. You can't go ahead and be careless and not live right without suffering the consequences. If you don't train your children right, they'll break your heart someday, because God told you how to bring them up, told you what to do. But don't get the thing mixed up now. Don't let it worry you. Don't let it worry you. If he's just child training you for a testimony, thank God for that. Remember that you're in the world of sin and suffering and sorrow. And remember that God says, "For we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Every tear that flows down your cheek, every sigh, every pain, every ache, all of it, if you're God's child, is working together for your good." You know, after a while, you're going to realize what these things mean. I thought about Job. Job was a just man, a good man, an upright man. The devil challenged God about Job and said, "He's working for what he can get out of it." And God said, "Well, we'll make a test. I'll show you that I can build a Christian character that'll stand. And my man can stand any kind of test. And I will let him go." So he made a testing case. You know, don't you imagine Job up in heaven must rejoice when he thinks about how he stood that test and went through it, and what he suffered, you know? I read in the Bible where we talk about glorying in tribulation. Tribulation. You know, that's a wonderful thing, to glory in tribulation. You know, a Christian can be patient. You know, I know a great many Christians are patient under great stress and going through great difficulty. They seem to get along all right, and they're patient in these things, and they just keep going. But, you know, that's not glorying in tribulation. As I've said before, a numb sheep can be patient. But, you know, there's something beyond being patient, and that's the glory in that you're considered worthy to suffer for the Lord. Be lied about, you know. It isn't easy to be lied about. I know from experience. In the old days, I used to be lied about by the whiskey crowd. I'd hold revival meetings, and the whiskey people would go around and lie about us and say I'd guaranteed so much money to come to town. And they had a certain set of stock lies they told about all evangelists, Billy Sunday and Chapman and Torrey and Sam Jones and George Stewart, all of us evangelists back in the old days. Certain stock lies, some of them dirty lies, they'd put around town. And it used to irritate me very much, because I've always tried to be decent. And I thought about all those things. You can't get by in the world without having to suffer some kind of tribulation, see? Some kind of persecution. You know, it's a strange thing now. The people that are persecuting us now are people that are against us because I say it's unscriptural for an evangelist to hold a meeting under sponsorship of men that don't believe in the doctrines of Christ. And it's a position I've held all these years. It's a position that Bob Jones University was founded to maintain. And you know, there are two crowds. One crowd says the Bible is the Word of God, and the other crowd says it contains the Word of God. So there's some people in this country today that say the Bible's the Word of God, and they go right along with the other crowd that have cut out some of the Bible or turned against some of the Bible. And you've got modernists and liberals and some folks that say they're Orthodox all working together. And I say a thing that isn't scriptural can't be spiritual. And I offered $1,000 to anybody who'd show me one verse of scripture to show I'm wrong. But nobody's ever tried to show a verse of scripture because they can't find any verse. The Bible's clear on this point. It's clear as day. Couldn't be clearer. It's all right to preach to sinners. It's all right to preach to men that are not right. But it's not right for a man who doesn't believe the doctrines of Christ and the fundamentals of faith to sponsor me as an evangelist. If he sponsors me as an evangelist, I have to sponsor him. I have to turn members over to his church and all that kind of situation. That's wrong. It's not right, see. All right, now then, the folks that talk about us most now are folks that talk about us because they won't go along with the compromise move. It's the same position we've always held. Now, you can't go through this world and be true to the Bible and true to Jesus Christ without being talked about and criticized. But we read in the Bible something about glory and tribulation. In this world, you have tribulation. Folks don't lie about you if you live up to the Bible. They're going to misrepresent you if you live up to the Bible. They're going to persecute you if you live up to the Bible. You're going through a world that you might call you're passing over enemy territory. And you just well expect it. So I want you to understand, if you are persecuted for righteousness' sake, go ahead, see. Don't worry. Be sure that you're being persecuted for righteousness' sake. But the glory and tribulation is to, well, that's to soar higher than the wing of an angel ever flew. There's nothing in the world as wonderful as that. It's all right to have peace, you know. But peace sometimes goes to shouting and says, glory to God, I'm worthy to suffer for him. And you're going to have to suffer for him. You can't be true to Jesus Christ without suffering in this world some kind of persecution. Just well to make up your mind to it. Somebody's going to persecute you. But don't worry about it. You be true to Christ and read your Bible. And keep looking into the Word and live like the Bible says and take whatever has to come. Our Father, help us to be faithful and lead us by thy Spirit along the road of thy purpose and help us to be true in all things, never compromising, never surrendering, but always sweet and Christian. We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You've been listening to Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. Christian young people who have character and want to grow more of it, who have surrendered to God's will and want to prepare themselves to do it, are attracted to Bob Jones University. If you want that too, contact Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614. Ask for a free personal opportunity profile. Listen again next week for The Word of Truth with Dr. Bob Jones, Sr. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.